Jacqueline Gay Wally's novel, The Wah, sees a woman leaving her New York life to follow an image she has seen of a small town of great beauty by the sea in England. She does not quite know why she does this and is frequently asked and gives different answers. There she encounters remarkable people of strength with whom she explores music, love, dignity, and the gifts of solitude, coupled with the gifts of community. She, in addition, is having a collection of her writings published, which is daunting to her since she knows she will now be revealed, and not so pleasantly, and this unglues her. Along the way, the reader gets a wry look at the publishing industry. Jacqueline Gay Wally is the author of The Wah, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Jacqueline to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted.
Very nice to have you on the program. What led you to think of this story and in this way of this idea, and which is complex, and yet there's an inner simplicity to it, isn't there?
I was thinking at the time when I began writing it a lot about what I call intellectual nomads, people who sort of are pushing themselves to new limits and who are individualists. And I wanted to follow this character who goes off kind of on a journey. It's not for the rest of her life. She goes off on a journey to discover more parts of herself and to be revealed. So I was interested in that theme.
What is it about, talk a little bit about the research that you did on nomads and the psychology of nomads. And understanding what it is that propels them to do what it is that they do.
Well, for your listeners, for one thing, the WAW, W-A-W, which everybody wonders what does that mean, is what the sub-Saharan nomads call the ultimate oasis. And even though nobody really believes it really exists. And so my character is kind of looking for the ultimate oasis where she will be revealed to herself and grow and change and transform. But what interested me in nomads is that nomads, they don't want to be colonized. They don't want to be sort of housebroken, so to speak. And they get very sad and very in a state of longing when they lose their nomadic lifestyles. And I was interested in people mentally who are like that, who, you know, a lot of great writers and great artists have been sometimes ahead of their time. And so they sort of feel like nomads. Where are they going? Who gets them? But actually, they're sort of riding along on their camel, so to speak, in their own way. And I was interested in that kind of individuality.
How did you find them and really know that it was what you were looking for?
I it's kind of funny. I was reading two French philosophers, and I kind of make fun of it in the book, who write about this sort of concept of intellectual nomads. And I found it very interesting. So that sort of propelled me into writing the book. And these French philosophers are called Deleuze and Guattari. I highly recommend nobody reads them because, like many French philosophers, you can't make sense of them. But I got that much out of them.
But it's open for interpretation then.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you're right. I pulled my own interpretation.
All right. I'm going to read chapter 10 to our listeners. People bothering me. So I felt bad-tempered, and I was not used to being bad-tempered. Something not right. I seemed to have exhausted everything here. I got on a plane and left. Man, we've all felt that, haven't we?
That's right. So she goes off. The chapters before 10, there's a bit of her kind of figuring out, should I do this? I have a whole life in New York. I have a career. I have this. I have that. Is this a bit crazy? I'm going to leave. In the book, she's leaving a sort of a boyfriend that she's neither here nor there about. And then, as you say, in that chapter, you see that she's had it. Off she goes.
But it's so much what I think many of us feel is that, oh, just leave me alone and let me do what I want to do. And whether that's their job or their life or whatever pursuit they want, that there is an aloneness and a focus that they are allowed to engage in that otherwise would not be there.
Yeah, well, you've actually touched on many of the themes, because for one thing, you know, to learn new things, you sometimes have to go off on your own, and which is the sort of the whole nomadic theme. And you have to be willing to do things that people look at you and think you're crazy. And she follows a vision. She has a vision of this beautiful place. So she follows it. And of course, thinking, you know, what am I doing? And everybody tells her, what are you doing? But then when she gets there, things really unfold for her.
Tell us about this woman and ultimately what is going through the resilience that it takes to live this life and to accomplish what she ultimately wants to accomplish.
Well, I think that people are always asking her, well, why are you here? And she gives different answers because she's unfolding as the time goes on. First, she thinks it's just for silence, to get away from all the sort of kind of gladiator politics we have, or and to get away from this and get away from that, and just the silence. And then she begins to see there are other reasons that she's done this. And she also there meets three characters that are kind of transformative for her, because they themselves are very independent people really doing what they want to do, and have their own passions. And so this inspires her, and she has her own passions, which one is writing, but also music is something that is part of the story. And then the whole idea of beauty transforming you. You know, Dostoevsky said beauty saves. And, you know, the whole idea of beauty lifting the spirit. So you're just dealing on a different plane.
Jacqueline Gay Wally is the author of the new novel, The Wah, which is just out in paperback. Give us a sense of how you fit into this story, of that, in just the investigation and writing about it, of your own thoughts on this and what you were seeking as well.
Well, I think that I was interested in this concept of the nomads, and I guess identify with them. And I was interested in what gets revealed in ourselves when we strip down to much less than we normally have. You know, I mean, I live in New York, and, you know, you're lucky if you have 10 minutes that are sane. What happens when you stop and you actually listen to the inner voice, or the still small voice, as Hemingway said? And I was curious about that, so I took myself, so to speak, on that journey in the book.
Why England?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but there's a kind of beauty to the English seacoast that's sort of a quiet, you know, England is, of course, an island, so it has a certain kind of light, and I wanted that. And also, the Brits have a way of talking where they don't always, they communicate with you by not saying everything. You know, New Yorkers will just spout at you like I'm doing. But the Brits will hold back a bit, but actually say quite a lot when they're holding back. That's a generalization, but let's just say my characters were like that. And so that something soul-like is being communicated. And there's a kind of lack of pedanticness of, well, what are you doing? You know, kind of trying to put it down. They give it some room to breathe, which is all about, in a way, what she was doing. She wanted room to breathe, to really discover what's underneath when you have room to breathe.
Within the context of the novel, the woman is having a collection of her writings published, and this is daunting to her. Talk about that aspect of it, how it fits into the overall story, and especially the nomadic life. But then also what I assume are things you've noticed about what it is like to publish, especially these days.
Well, in the book, how it fits in is that in some ways, you know, the writer's having a collection of her work brought out, which means that some of the novels are old and so are written when she's younger. And so consequently, she can see all her flaws of her life, you know, there. And there's something odd about writing a book, you know, where all writers want to communicate with the reader, so you want your book published. But at the same time, people make assumptions about you when you publish books, and people interpret things. And so she's in a bit of a quandary because these novels that are coming out, she feels reveals something about her that she's uneasy with. And she has to deal with that while she's on this journey. And I think you're asking me about the publishing business. You mean how it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, how much do you feel that way about that uneasiness and taking your work and putting it into, one of a better term, a system?
Well, I mean, you know, nowadays when you write a novel, which is fictional, people, you always get asked, well, is this about you? Is this you? That's kind of hard, because if you wanted to write a memoir, you would, right? So in a certain way, you're playing around in a book, in a novel. Some of it's you, some of it isn't. Some of it's what you wish was you, some of it was what you wish wasn't you. And so you're playing around. Yet a lot of people read fiction as fact. And in a kind of this kind of the kind of writing I do, which is sort of emotional stories about people. So, I mean, I don't write thrillers or, you know. So the writer has to be kind of willing for that, be willing to be exposed and be willing to engage in, you know, being interpreted. And, you know, that's just something, that's just part of being a creative. I mean, that goes on if you're a painter, that goes on if you're an actress, that goes on, you know, you just, you're up for people talking about you, or talking about your work. And even though that's a wonderful thing, it can be also scary.
And how much do you want to know about that? I mean, if there's a book group discussing the WA, do you just say, okay, let them go at it and have fun? And
Yeah. No, I don't try and influence anybody, and it's fair game. And I don't expect, you know, I mean, I'm not looking for people to agree with me or not agree with me or whatever. I, you know, it's just part of what you do. I mean, you know, you're a radio host, I'm sure, you know, I mean, that's a kind of self-exposure also, you know. So I don't know. I think writers are maybe more introverted. So there's a little bit, at least this character in the book. Is that like me? I think I'm a little tougher than she is.
The name of the new novel is The WA. Jacqueline Gay Wally is the author. Thank you so much for being with us. What a delight to have this conversation. I wish you all the luck in the world with the novel.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me, and take care.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Again, Jacqueline Gay Wally's new novel is The WA. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.